right. Well, welcome back to Bitchin' Through Life. I'm one half of the show, and you can call me K, and that's T over there. And we're just going to kind of wing it today. We have lots to talk about, but we don't have a set subject today.
Well, I think that's because we always call each other and bitch about everything beforehand. So then it's like we talk about the government downfall right now. We
could talk, the lack of government.
Yeah, we could talk about the middle state freeze right now.
What is the temperature outside right now for you?
Well, last when I drove to the store and back, it was 6 degrees out. It got back up to 8 degrees.
Whoa, 8 degrees. Careful now.
I know. Careful now. Slow down now. Ooh, Mother Nature. She's a cold one here.
Keep it down now.
But yeah, it's supposed to get like negative 30 or something, but we'll see what happens because
I feel
I don't know. I've been in negative 20, and once it gets to a certain cold, it just
doesn't matter anymore.
It's just cold. Yeah.
And it's dry there too.
Yeah. And the only way you could tell that it's really cold is when it's windy.
Yeah.
When it's not windy, it's not bad. But if the wind is hitting you, yeah. And I went out there and I cleaned the car off today, and all the fucking little snow bits are flying back in my face, and I couldn't feel it. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing right now?
I'm getting ready. You needed water. You're out of water.
And a gallon of milk.
Yeah,
well, I bought a gallon of milk because I was typically buy the half gallon of milk. But this time I was like, no, we're going big because we ain't coming back out here.
Yeah, but you have to get water because where you're at, there's a lot of iron in the water from the well. So you don't want to drink that. You barely want to take a shower in it.
Yeah, well, unless you like orange hair, which I don't know. It doesn't look good on me, but I don't know. Carrot top, maybe.
All the hair colors look good on you. Come on now.
Anybody that has red hair, it'd blend really well.
Well, you know, then it'll match your craziness, your soullessness that is you.
Well, you do have a dark soul.
Just crazy, crazy dark soul. How was the drivers out there today on the icy, snowy roads?
Oh my God. Like, can you drive any, like, do you like life or do you just not like life? Because I'm sorry, when it's snowing and windy and it's the ice on the roads are thick, why are you going 90 around somebody? I don't get it. Like, you must not value your life at all.
Or the people around you.
Yeah. I mean, this guy came flying around like 3 cars. I was like in the lead and there was another car. And, you know, everybody kind of follows each other. This dude like gets around and round and like drives by all of us. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, granted, it's 8 degrees or 6 degrees outside. The roads are frozen. I mean, it doesn't even matter if there's like black ice or wetness on the ground. The road itself is frozen.
Everybody likes getting home too fast.
Yeah. Well, because everywhere you got to go there, you have to drive a million miles to get anywhere.
Yeah. Well, no, not technically. It's like 20 miles,
which doesn't
seem like a lot. It is. It's far enough to where you go somewhere. It's 20 miles. It still takes you 35 minutes to get there. You know, because it's all back country road. Just weird because I'm getting used to this country cold life over here. Not really.
But you mean it'll be a culture shock if you go to any big cities now?
No.
It's so noisy.
I've lived in the big cities for so long. It's nothing should be a culture shock when you're back.
Well, as big city as Seattle can be.
In Seattle, it is noisy no matter what the fuck time you're out and about doing your shit.
Yeah. Like, well, especially the last 20 years or so, Seattle has really, for lack of a better term, has grown up a lot.
Well, not Seattle. The outskirts of Seattle. Because Seattle itself can only grow so much. And that's down into the earth and up into the sky. That's your, you know.
Right.
your circumference of buildable space. Because what is in Seattle is there. You know, they take out older stuff to build skyscrapers or dig down, and then they dig down into the ground to be able to build all your car, you know, parking space. But Seattle is Seattle.
We got a tunnel.
The greater outskirts of Seattle is what is getting overpopulated. And they're building too much. Like, either they're building homes that are overpriced and shitty fucking builds. I'm sorry to all the builders out there, because you take pride in your, apparently nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody does.
No.
And it's getting overpopulated, and they're just cutting down. Now they're cutting, they're actually getting into green belts. And that's supposed to be green belt like 20 years ago. And then they're like, well, we're going to go ahead and just, and rezone it and allow buildings to be things. And now there's a big push, like a political push. Then you'll see in these ads now locally of, we got to open up the housing and build houses for all income levels. Yeah. They want to, because there's not enough houses for sale. And I'm like, what are you talking about? If I go on to Zillow or Redfin or anything else, there's tons of houses for sale.
Yeah.
You know?
It's because people want to sell their houses, getting as good, well, especially if you bought a while
ago. Right. Well, I mean, the only thing is the influx with a bunch of housing, it's going to drive the cost down. And it is getting ridiculous expensive in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
And local suburbs.
Well, you know, the only way to stop that by the
what?
Consumers, people that buy. If people stop buying and put a freeze on that, on everything, I mean, hell, the government did it. Why can't civilians?
Right.
You want to freeze everybody out, then we'll freeze you out.
Yeah, totally. Just freeze everything. Well, the problem is you get somebody like, so you and I lived in Bothell, there was that house down the street that sold for like 700 and some odd thousand. And it was like 1400 square feet. And it was like three bedroom, small bedrooms and 2.5 bath. And the yard was half the size of the house that we were in. And it's just, and what happens is people, here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out.
Yeah, we're having a bad connection. We're, you know, hopefully I can salvage everything. It should be all right. But the issue is you get somebody like at Amazon or at Microsoft that has more money than they should have at 27 years old. Not that they don't deserve it. I don't know. I'm just saying they have a lot more money. There's more millionaires per capita here in Seattle than anywhere else right now. And when they go buy a house, they just put in, a 1% escalator clause, and they buy a house that should go for like 400,000, and it ends up going up to 550, 600, and they buy it. And it's like, and it just pushes all the prices up. And
then they're living off of Top Ramen.
Yeah. But 6 years, did you know this? The last 6 years, every year, the housing market in the Seattle area has risen 13% every year. That is astronomical. That means within 6 years' time, if you bought a house in 2012, by 2018, the value of that house has risen 78%. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't poop dollars, so I don't know what it's like. Maybe some of these people should give back to the lesser fortunate.
Well,
no takers. All
right. Well, I wonder though, because that's one of the things that they're talking about though. It's like, hey, can we get people, if we get more houses, I think that's what they're thinking. If we get more houses, and we can have all the different income levels represented in the amount of houses that we have, then more people can buy houses.
But then you have a 16-year-old that can go work at fucking McDonald's or some Burger Shack and make $15 an hour, which is probably almost as much as his parents are making. And it's like, where's the madness in it?
Well, you know,
it's crazy. I mean, for a 16-year-old to be making $15 an hour,
right?
You should have a cap. You should be like, if you're 16 and you want a job, you should be able to, and you're living under your fucking parents' roof. You should, and unless you're like, have to add in the income, like say one parent isn't there, or, you know, something has happened to be able to help your household out, and you really depend on that money, so you're not living off of fucking welfare, then I get it. But if you have parents that are making a ton of money or even a decent living, and then you're making $15 an hour as a teenager. Like,
yeah, but you know, the thing is,
no wonder there's craziness out there. But then they end up buying those nice cars and they end up thinking that they're better than everything and they end up goofing around because of it.
Yeah. Well, also, though, a lot of those jobs, you know, you're not seeing a lot of teenagers take those jobs anymore. They don't want to take those, you know, you're seeing different people come in. There's a lot of entitlement issues going on with this. From the outside looking in, because you and I come from a different generation, looking in, it's like, oh, it feels like and it looks like you have complete entitlement issues. You expect everything to be handed to you. You know, McDonald's was supposed to be a gateway job into something different. You know, like you get it when you're 16, 17 years old, you're working like 20 hours a week, maybe even less because you're going to school. And it's just supposed to be money to understand how to use money, how to save money, how to, you know, pay your small amount of bills that you may or may not have, all that kind of stuff. But now with an influx of, that's okay, with the low income coming in and or not low income, but with the influx of people that come in now, both legally and illegally and getting jobs, you know, and don't have the skill set or the education to get a higher paying job, they're pushing themselves to the McDonald's and Taco Bell. That's why the livable wage thing started coming in, because you started having a different set of people that were relying on those jobs to take care of their family. And it's hard, because I can understand that. You know, you're going, and if you have two kids and you don't have an education, say you dropped out of high school at, you know, in like ninth grade, and you have two kids, even one kid, whatever.
Have programs, you know, like college programs and stuff like that to be able to educate somebody to get a better job. So, you know, all these little mom and pop shops and burger joints aren't having to pay their employees $15 an hour, and it can truly go back to what it should be. So that way these burger places are sustaining themselves, especially the mom and pop shops, you know? I mean, it's sad that all those guys get, you know, pushed out of the way. Because McDonald's is there and, you know, Taco Time and Taco Bell and all those other joints. It's like,
yeah, I don't know that they get pushed out, though.
Like, well, you know, it's like they'll be there to a certain point, but it's still, if they're having to pay this high wage to anybody, you know, and it should be the kids going in, because how are they supposed to learn? How is our next generation supposed to be better than this generation? And that's what it's supposed to be. And it's supposed to be teaching. And like, hey, you need to do this. And this is what it's going to take.
Yeah. Well, I think some of that comes starts at
the same time.
Yeah. But that starts at home too, right? You know, having the parents be there. And it's hard when you have a two income family when both parents are working and nobody's there to mind what the kid's doing for a certain amount of time per. Right.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, they were called latchkey kids.
Right.
You know, and they'd get home. Yeah. And the parents wouldn't be home for a while. And then you had this time.
I was one, because my mom, like, didn't feel like anybody should be around. And if they did, it was all for the wrong reason. Basically benefited her. So, you know, she'd deny it to this day, but she had family pay off to be able to see us. Not how it should. And if you have family willing to help out, and especially help out with the kids, then you should kind of, you know, if you need the help.
I don't know. I mean, I think kids today are probably better off than when we were growing up, because I feel like I look at you, for example, or my brother, for example, right? When they take little Michael to the gymnasium for gymnastics, they stay there and they're there for his practicing, and then they take them to all the events. And it's not just that, but they're very much involved in everything. Like when I was growing up and I played football, my mom or my dad just dropped me off at practice and left, and then came back 2 hours later and picked me up. You know,
I don't know anything about
and
that.
And there's sometimes they would show up for games, and a lot of times they wouldn't show up for games. So I'm just saying it feels like parents today are much more involved in the kids' life than they were in the 80s and the 70s.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, and I think that's a good thing.
People are making more money nowadays, and it kind of has helped out the economy. I mean, helped out families, because it's like, if you're making more, then you have more time, depending on the job, you can be there. And, you know, a lot of the times now, like, daycare is so expensive. You don't want to put your kid in daycare. So one parent has to get a good paying job and the other parent stays home.
Right, right. It's the whole thing is pretty nutty, you know, yeah. When you look at what people are doing and how, you know, just taking care of. I mean, when you're responsible for a whole other human being and how you got to go through all the steps to providing food and shelter and everything else. And damn, man, for the longest time, I could barely take care of myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Never mind trying to set up, help somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many more dangers too. Like, how do you maintain social media and all the ways people get into your life and affect your kids and try to get, you know what I mean? Sway your kids one way or that way. Not just predatorial, but like ads and toys and everything else, you know, you can't get away from it.
You just start speaking something and it's like your phone is picking up what you're saying. And then it's like, you got 20 ads of, you know, say you want to buy a house or something. And then you got all this real estate stuff, ads coming to your phone, or you want to buy a shirt, or you're thinking about, you know, buying a car or whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of that kind of stuff, man, I hate it when you sign up for something and you got to give them your email and then it's just like inundated. Like every day, like I set up an app called Wag and to help Stella maybe get a dog walker from time to time. Haven't even done anything yet. I just signed up so I can check it out. And I have gotten an email from them every single day and sometimes more than one a day.
Yeah.
And it just makes me not even want to use the service because it's like, why are you, it feels like harassment. You know, and people are like, well, it's probably just set on auto. Well, that's even worse. So that means it's even more impersonal because they just auto sending everything. You know, that's one of the things I like about what a lot of the phone services are now doing. Not just, you know, Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and all them are now doing what's called call protect, which that's why sometimes you'll get a call and it'll say, you know, potential spam or potential fraud or something like that. Come on. That's nice. Because then I'm just like, nope, I don't even answer.
I don't know the number.
You answer? Answer?
No, I don't answer my phone if I don't know who's calling.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get more on my house phone, which is weird to say because, yes, I am one of the ones still have a house phone.
You're so old.
No, it's like a almost, it's not mandatory, but the cable company really suggests certain areas when living in certain areas to have a house phone, you know, if you're out.
Hold on.
Yeah. Or what? Whatever. They have probably. It is kind of nice because the reception for the phone is spotty.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been okay the last couple of days we've been talking.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's spotty. So it's like one day it's good. Next day it's bad.
Yeah. Never know. So you've been out there now for just about 4 months, right?
Yeah, it's been 4 months.
And
it's
how
been
is
4 months?
How is everything? Because this was a big move. How is everything going?
Well, it's going. You know, I mean,
give me two things that's good.
Well, the people are very nice and very polite out here. Guys hold the door open for you. They address you in a certain way. You know, it's not a lot of like angry looking people. You can go to the store and you can talk to them and they are happy to talk to you.
Right. You're going to engage in an actual conversation.
Not just like employees where you're like, oh, well, they have to talk to you. No, it's like you could be walking down an aisle and see something or overhear something and say something and it's not, and people don't get offended like you're eavesdropping or, you know, butting in like
right.
in certain areas.
Right. What else? Give me one more.
What else?
Well, that took too long.
There's driving etiquette. Shit. I mean, if they were to implement their mannerism from being face to face to the car, it would be great. But right. It's not like that. Oh, well, another thing is I look at all the fields, like there's a lot of deer out here and look at snuggles. All the fields. Yeah, all the snuggles.
That's T's word for roadkill. Oh, snuggles.
No, it's because of the deer. Because my daughter was like, oh, it's saw a deer when we were on a vacation once and she called it snuggle. She named it snuggles. not all deer snuggle. She asked me if Snuggles would follow us on our way out where we were going. And I said, well, yeah, probably. So every time we see a deer now, it's Snuggles.
That's hilarious.
And yeah, there's a lot of that end up dying out. And it makes you think about dead Snuggles laying in these fields of like wheat and corn and stuff that is commercially sold. You're like, what are you having tonight?
Tasty.
I mean, for all the vegetarians out there or vegans, it's like you're still probably eating a part of some kind of animal, or as much roadkill that I've seen.
Right. It's not good.
I mean, no, and it's nothing that the farmers can't do anything when fields are so big out in here and they need to eat, you know?
Right. Right.
And if I get fucking family death threats over having my cat in the car for a while, you know, people sure shouldn't fucking be giving shit to the deer for being out there trying to, you know, eat a little.
What do you miss
from being out? My friends, family. Yeah, friends, yeah, family, you don't see people, you know. It's like people get in their own circle of life and it's like they're just going and doing these motions. And it's not till you take a step out and then, you know, I wish I would have spent more time with that person. It's like, you know, when people pass away, oh, right. I should have just saw them. So I really miss my friends and what it is. And I don't know. I mean, I'm one that can make it through pretty much. You know?
Right, right.
It sucks, but other stuff would suck
you. Yeah, you got other things to occupy your mind.
Kind of got to weigh out certain, you know.
Right.
And it's not just me. I do take in fact that when my kid says something that she doesn't want to do something or she feels strongly about something, I'm not the type to dismiss her and just be like, well, you're a child. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't care how old you are.
It's within reason.
Yeah. Well, you know what you want. You know what you don't want. And it makes sense.
Right. Yeah. We're not talking about toys here.
Yeah. And how is she supposed to trust me if I don't listen to her, you know?
Totally.
And if I don't listen to her wishes and, you know, and say, okay, I'm hearing you, feeling you, like, I will do what I can. Until a time comes that you make a different choice, you know, whatever, then I support you. And I support her if she's her mind, too.
Totally. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
There is a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people that would, like, that's wrong. I came from a mom who didn't listen to me or shit. So... And I know how that feels, not being by your parental, you know, guidance, you know, whoever that may be for whoever's life. That person is supposed to listen to you. You're supposed to be able to trust them. And when that boundary is cracked, broken, then how are you supposed to want? Can't. And I don't want that from her.
Right.
If she makes a decision and a conscious choice, then I want to be able to read right now. If she feels the way she does, then I respect. Yeah.
There you are. You disappeared there for a second. Hopefully this recording is out. We're using a new system.
You're breaking up now.
We've been having a lot of breakups. So I apologize if some technical difficulties of listening to things. We'll do our best to make sure that it.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder why.
Well,
I did break out from our last conversation. The road
trip. Yeah.
And I found all my mapping.
Oh, cool. Everything. Cool. I did. In the show notes from the first episode, I did list the places that we talked about, and then I also listed a article that has all the places that you went to and more.
Yeah, so it starts out in Idaho, which was the in Kellogg, which was the crystal gold mine, which was really that was the gold mine that any it was a really cool experience. People there were amazing. Didn't think that I would gold pan outside because it was cold, but I did for my brother. I was bound and determined, but they're cool because it's like they put other stuff in the water besides gold. And because there is gold that you can pound for in the water, they put other stones there. So I went into the little shop and bought big rocks for my kid and they were like, well, do you really want to do this? Yeah, that's fine. And they're like, well, if you go out and gold pan, which is part of, you know, the tour, we'll find stones. No, she wants to pick out supporting little companies.
Yeah.
So they were really appreciative of I mean, I told you what happened with gold, right?
Give us a synopsis.
I collected quite a few flakes of gold, and I go in to pay, and the lady wanted to see it, and my kid wanted to hold the gold, and I let her hold it, and she dropped the vial of gold.
Oh, no.
And it went all over the floor, and I'm well, there goes all that panning. And then the lady came around, she's like, grabs some paper towels, and she like wipes up everywhere that was wet, and she's like picking off the gold flakes, that from what was picked up by the paper towel of everything that we could salvage. Definitely not what I, first of all, it wasn't what I expected anyone to do. I thought she was like, well, that's true, but that was pretty nice that she did that. And then to like pick out these little tiny gold flakes. That's nice. Still in the car. Yeah. Still in my car,
Yeah. That's cool.
And then Oasis, the Bordello Museum was in Wallace, Idaho. That was the, where I got you.
Yep.
You're very great public.
Yes. I'll wear it to work, to church. Mom will be proud.
We didn't go. I wanted to go to the Garnet Ghost. Yeah, that. It was off. It is supposed to be a really good trek. It's off of highway. It's the best route. And it's cool. Supposed to be really amazing.
Well, if anybody does go, reach out to us and let us know how it went.
It is supposed to be like a really cool experience, but it is off the beaten path a bit. And then we went to Deer Lodge, Montana, to the old. That was a cool experience. We tried to go to the Lady of the Rock. Get there, that's where we get stuck in. Yeah, well, if you listen to our first episode, you'll hear all about it.
You'll know all about that.
Yes. And then I think, what does it go, South Dakota, right? My papers kind of got mixed up because my kid played South Dakota. So then we went to the Corn Palace.
Nice.
And so then we went to Deadwood, South Dakota.
Cool. Aces and Eights.
What?
While Bill Hickok was killed.
Yeah, and Calamity.
Yep. Yep.
And they did get buried next to each other. And it is a really cool place.
My grandfather supposedly, I mean, I can't attest that this is true, but my grandfather and my dad's side, they don't tell stories. And my grandfather spent a ton of money and he bought Wild Bill Hickok's rifle. Hmm. And now my uncle has
it. Well, that's cool. If it's a true story, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's
worth a ton of money.
I bet.
It's cool.
I mean, no way to authentic. Right?
Well, I remember when my grandfather died and it went to my uncle Chuck, who is he's my uncle by marriage, right? Yeah. My grandfather's stepson is who he is. And so my dad was really mad because he wanted that gun and he felt that it should have stayed with him because he was,
Right.
Because he was a little kid when my grandfather bought it. And so he always saw it. He didn't play with it, but he always saw it and he wanted it. And then when my grandfather died, it went to this other, who I don't even know. I think I've seen him twice in my whole life, So I don't know. My dad was pretty upset. So I tend to believe it. Pretty cool. Yeah. So where'd you go after that?
So then Deadwood, back to Deadwood, we did drive out there. It was snowing. That was, quite a crazy drive to hauling. It's up on this hill. It's up on like a side of a mountain and Deadwood you have is? To like, yeah. And you have to like, well, not the town itself, but Mount, Morant. So it was on the side of a, so you have to like hike up. And kind of like switch back all, throughout all these
crazy
through the cemetery. But it's cool because you get there and there's a couple ladies who are very, very nice. And you have this whole like old newspaper type thing. It tells you, they have it right here. The Mount Moran, the walking. It's like $2 to go in. But I think it's well worth the $2. They give you a whole map and they tell you where all these, different people and other well-known people are so, but I mean that, yeah. And there's big billboards of where, like at the, at Wild Bill and Calamity Jane, they're like the first, kind of the first.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And I met this couple, the guy was like, I don't know. He must have been in his or something, you know, and he's like jumping up, taking pictures for me and wife, you know, she's talking with us. It was
really yeah, that's cool.
Experience. But it was snowy and I had to park kind of we wanted to, and then after Deadwood, we wanted to go see Mount Rushmore, but we because the couple that we actually met at Deadwood are in Deadwood. They too cloudy as
well. Oh, it was too you're yeah. not gonna really see anything?
No.
You need to go in the summertime.
Yeah. Very much so. It's definitely I-90 is definitely
right.
Then after Mount Rushmore is Rapid City. And Rapid City, I almost didn't go to that. Really, called the Chapel in the Hill. And when you get there, you drive through a neighborhood and you're like,
through a neighborhood?
Yeah. And you're like, where am I going? You know, because it's called Chapel in the Hill. So you think you're driving up a mountain, but you drive through and you see Chapel. So cool. It was like, it was very pretty. It was nice. It was all hand carved. Amazing. So if you get a chapel up, it's like a Norwegian chapel. So all the, I didn't get any, I don't think they open.
They don't use it anymore as a chapel?
No, I think they do. You can rent it out.
For like weddings and stuff?
Yeah. It is really cool. And you can walk around. It's all hand carved and beautiful. Probably the most beautiful thing I've seen in a long time. Hand built, handcraft. You could just see the architect, their side and things, and the love that went in. It was
true. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, so that was cool. They also have a little museum, but that was it's on site.
Yeah.
As a chapel. And you like go to this arch hill and then you go up the chapel, and but it was closed. So, except for me. So. let's see, Chapel on the Hill, then Wall Drugs. Told you about Wall Drugs.
Is that just literally a giant drugstore?
No, it's a maze of things. Like, they have all kinds of it started out as just a drugstore, but turned out to be a lot more. And then you can go there and get a 5 cent. It's pretty fun because they've got, like, this pot, and you just take your nickel, and they got this all a trust, honest. Is that called the honor go and put into the box.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because it makes you feel like, you know, you're kind of back in the
right.
Nickel for a cup of
coffee. A nickel for a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Nickel for a cup of coffee. So I did get a cup.
Was it good coffee?
Standard cup of coffee. You know?
Well, every cup of coffee for a nickel is good.
Yeah. It was a nickel. It was what it was. I mean, it was probably the same taste we're tasting back in the day. I'll tell you that. Cut out.
No, I'm here. Okay. I thought you were going on. Sorry, I was trying not to interrupt you.
No, sorry.
Because just so people know, we're having some weird cutout issues with the we're using Discord and the system is like cutting in and out. Driving me nuts. I'm actually worried that it's not going to turn out as
good. Yeah, it'll be what it is. I mean, for the second episode. And they're supposed to have donuts, or they have donuts there, but I didn't get any donuts. We ate there, but it was like you go up, you order.
Right.
It wasn't bad, but I got it.
Not IKEA Swedish meatball kid.
So.
Honestly, the Swedish meatballs at IKEA are very good, but.
No. We were going to go do Philip, South Dakota, the Buffalo Gap National Grassland. Doing for the
those were ones on your list, but you couldn't get to it.
Yeah, but we did. After Wall Drugs, I stopped. Ended up stopping off somewhere. There was this place I wanted to go to. As well, it was a petrified forest.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it was like not just like I mean, like Washington has a petrified forest, but not like petrified. Like everything in this place, and it wasn't just. Like trees, it was like all kinds of
stuff. Oh, that crazy.
Was we did see a bunch of roaming around. That was let's see. Then after that, we did the Corn Palace. They have all the pictures. We started the Corn Palace of the different designs make on the outside of this place. Inside, that was then we went it's Fall, I believe how you say it. Named after one of the Native
Americans. Sioux Falls?
Yes. But we didn't end up going there. We ended up stopping off at the place that was off the side of the road. And it was like, said it was this old timey cowboy town. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, so we missed the first like old, like rundown town. Let's do this one because it's right there. Well, the guy had brought in buildings, set up this play of cowboys and authentic, but it was kind of cool. You go into this little market and then you go through this door and all this stuff. He's got all these things, coins you, and the displays. The guy was really nice. He brought in his for us, laid all the stuff for us, and then had buffalo out in the, it's like, I don't know, it was something about the, but any town, and there's big old gun, so that was kind of cool. Ginormous.
Like an elephant gun kind of thing?
No, it's just like this handgun, but it was a revolver, but it was ginormous. Like two hands to pull the trigger type. It's pretty
That's
cool.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the town was kind of cool. It was all run down. Like I said, it was freezing too, so.
Right. And you kind of travel this thing at the worst time of year.
Yeah. But the buffalo, there was a lot of baby bison stuff new, and you know, the guy makes his own buffalo. Some of that
was it good.
It was all right. The people along the way, it was in the sites that experienced things like that. People that are that kind of what they like.
Yeah.
This guy who has set up all these different things about, you know, what buffalo. Or Wild Bill and all this stuff. You see all these different. He took his time to make it. You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, you can see the passion and the love that he.
Yeah, you see did. The passion. So it's not really what you see, but the people that made it. What kind of encapsulated. So, and he was like, "Well, the falls is kind of cool," but he's like, "Go. We are gonna go see the Devil's Clutch."
Yeah.
Where supposedly Jesse James jumped.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but that was, so drove all the way out. And I don't know. They're supposedly he, so they're not really for sure because I heard a story, you know, going out. They were like, well, the horse was blind that jumped Jesse right. James. How could a horse, blind horse jump? I don't know. People have done crazier things. Oh.
Totally.
So we didn't do that, but, the guy said, because I told him we're going to go see Glutch, like, oh, well, you know, what is this Glutch? And say if he really did. I don't like
to. Yeah.
So, but he was like, well,
he did.
Well, and I was going to go see the falls too. But
it's more fun to believe that he did it than not did it.
Yeah. So the guy was like, oh, well, you get falls. I would get falls over Devil's Glutch there. And I saw the sign. I don't know. I saw it go. And saw this palisade. I think the guy had said something about it, tried to find it. I felt like, but the Palisades Park and like, the rock.
Yeah.
I don't know what makes the rock. We did all kinds of hikes, rock, all like, it looks like somebody carved it, but that was Palisades. Yeah. I picked up a little fire. It's one of them South Split. I'm reading off of, flyer that Palisades Park is Rock Flows Park line.
I hope you're horse. This is actually recording you because it's like every other word is coming through. So it's like Palace Park and. I have no idea. It's kind of funny, but it's really annoying as well.
yeah.
So hopefully it comes through.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Well, we'll re-record at some point.
Yeah. So, anyways, it leads in falls, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
That
sounds cool, though.
You know, there's family fishing.
So this is all in Wyoming still?
No, this is South Dakota.
South Dakota, I mean.
Yeah. So, and then there's some meteor shower.
You didn't go to Wyoming. No.
Look at all my. Yeah, there's a lot of events that they put. Oh, and then we went to Earth after that. Jolly green. So jolly. So green. Big.
So jolly. So green. Little Jack.
Yeah, and then and that's right off. Like, I mean, it doesn't take any jump off.
Yeah. Jump. Can you see it from I-90?
Oh, I don't think. When you're driving, you don't pay attention.
Right.
There is a Dairy Queen right next door. So if you're on your way, you want to whatever.
Right.
Stop off Jolly Green Giant, Jack, back up. Yeah. And it's off of Giant.
It's off of what?
Giant Drive.
Yeah. Oh, man. That reminds me of the Paul Bunyan on the way down to California off of I-5.
Yeah, never, which is weird because I like my road trip and I like seeing.
Yeah.
No, I never
I think it's on I-5. Maybe I'm thinking, maybe it's somewhere. I thought it was off I-5.
And then I know I've seen it a few times. And then after that, we went to the Spam Museum.
What museum?
Spam.
Oh, the Spam Museum. Yep, yep.
Told you about all that. You got anybody listening?
Right? This is, well, the first episode, like, so you did it all. Well, the first episode, you did it all from memory.
What?
Your road trip. You did the whole thing.
You totally broke.
That's okay.
Yeah, I wish I had this. And we were doing that episode because it would have totally been easier to go through and tell my stories about each one of these places, but I don't want to bore anybody that listened before. Sorry, that has
they were like, "Is this deja vu? Didn't I hear this already?"
Yeah, but I was like so irritated because I was like, I did a lot on that trip, and I really wanted to like go back and be like,
"You took a long time to get to where you were going."
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, not a long time. I mean, it's not like you took weeks or anything like that, but you did take probably twice as long as it should have took.
Right.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And then when we were talking about last time, it was all from memory.
What? What'd you say?
I said, when we talked about it last time, it was all from memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because there's some stories in there that.
What was the traffic like when you were driving? Did you have anybody who was just like total assholes on the road?
Oh, well, there's assholes everywhere on the road. Truckers, I'm sorry, but, you know, my brights are never on.
Right.
You know, and it's like,
that's the thing.
Sorry if my headlights are bright. I can't help that. Talk to the fucking manufacturer.
But yeah, we bought it.
Out there driving with my child, and you're like trying to run me off the road and like shine your brights on me. And it's like,
yeah, well, wow. we bought a 2015 Explorer, like, we bought it brand new, and they just have ultra bright headlights. And so when you're driving down the road, yeah, almost everybody thinks your
brights are. That was headlights.
Yeah.
They have ultra bright.
What'd I say?
Well, you cut out, so just in case it didn't.
No. But it's kind of funny, though, because it's like you go down, and you almost have to have, you almost want your finger next to the switch to turn the brights on, because inevitably, if you're driving at night, 2 to 3 people are going to flash you thinking that you have your brights on.
Oh, yeah. I had somebody tonight flash me, keep their freaking brights on. So, I mean, obviously, if you're going to drive with your brights on me, I'm going to have to put my brights on you. And, you know, most people have the couth to, it's like, you know, shine their brights. When I shine it back, then they're like, okay, it's not you being a dick.
Right.
I'm just fucking driving.
Right.
And
right. And these are the stock lights.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
This guy tonight turns his brights on and just keeps driving. And I'm like, all right. So not only are you probably pissing me off, you're probably pissing off the drivers behind me. And you're driving in road conditions that you should be in a fucking. So, yeah, kudos to you for being a fucking.
You know what's funny, though? It's like that pisses me off. But I'm also like, I hate it when I'm driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to. I know you've actually yelled at me about this. You're like, they're just trying to be nice. And I get mad because I just want people to obey the rules.
Yeah.
You know, like coming to a 4-way stop and we're coming at the same time. We stop at the same time. And the person on the right is just waving me through. And it's like, if you just would have went the way you're supposed to, you'd already be through and I'd be going already. But now we've done this weird thing where we're looking at each other and you're trying to be nice. But if you just obey the rules, it goes so much smoother.
Yeah.
Or the people that stop on a 4-lane road.
Wait, what do they do?
Okay. So you're on a 4-lane road and you're going down the road, right? And they're going to take, and you have somebody coming in and out of a parking lot, right?
Right.
Okay. And the traffic is not stopped. The stoplight hasn't happened and there's a lot of traffic. And the person on the far left lane that's closest to the parking lot entrance or exit, right? Stops because they want to let that person out. Right. Yeah. They want to be nice, let that person. But the problem is that you have everybody else still going.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like you're trying to be nice and like allow somebody in because it's bad traffic, but you're causing a situation where an accident can occur. you know, and it can be a bad accident. And it's just like, what are you doing? You know, just obey the rules of the road. Just go. They will get out when it's appropriate for them to get out, when it's safe. It's like last night, I'm turning into the parking lot of a grocery store. I'm in a turn lane and the lady in front of me turns. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The center turn lane.
Yeah.
Okay. She turns into the parking lot, the car in front of me. And then I follow her to go in. But then all of a sudden she stops. I'm stuck in the road because she stops in the entranceway of the parking lot and lets a kid out. And then they're starting to talk. And the kid's like 12 years old. And it's like 7 o'clock at night. You know how it is here at 7 o'clock. It's pitch black already. You can't see anything. And it's like, are you freaking kidding? Are you fucking kidding me? You just totally blocked me into the road. So you can, why can't you turn all the way into the parking lot, park, then let the kid out? The hell is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit tangent. Sorry, but it's just, you know, it does piss me off. And it's just like, I just wish people would obey the rules. And so I'm always wondering when you go to, especially on road trips, because you're going through all these different states, can you tell a difference? Like I can tell a difference when I go from all the different states that you hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the different type of drivers that you get in each state. Like I could tell when I drive from here to say California, Oregon and Washington are pretty much the same, you know, and Washington just got voted like the statistics show it's like the worst place in America to drive.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. It's not just the congestion. It's an amalgamation of everything. The congestion, the rain, you know what I mean? The amount of people and then the way the people drive. It's a bunch of stuff. Where California is just full of aggressive drivers.
Right.
You know? I mean, you were in California. What happened? That guy like went down the side of the road, picked up the rocks.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was driving down I-5 in California. And I mean, I'm keeping up with the speed of everybody. I didn't even see this guy. And he drives down. I'm in the far left lane. Yeah. And there's nothing in between, you know, me and the other side of the road, except for the median place where it's just all rock. And he drives down that on the left side of me without any road and like sprays rocks all over, breaks one of my lights, freaking like drives like a maniac, spinning out. His back end was back and forth like fucking fishtail, and he's pissed off at me. I'm like, why are you pissed off at me? You could have fucking went around the left or the right side. Like,
right.
Why do you have to go around on the other side?
You're mad at life because of traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it was traffic or it just hit a fucking dick. I don't even know.
I mean, I've been accused of, I know that I've had some rage issues in the past, you know, I've caught myself. I know I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out over nothing at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, and I've had people, I remember one time I was like sitting at a light. And this guy stopped on a green. And then, I mean, granted, it went green to yellow to red, you know, like it does. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it went green. And then and when he stopped on green, it went right to yellow and then to red. And he had time. And it's like we both could have made it through the light. I didn't understand why. And I was like 22. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was yelling and just freaking out. And he's like, he gets out of the car and he's in this old SUV. And he gets out and he's tall, but he's like 75 years old.
Right.
You know, and he's ready to throw down. He's yelling at me, get out of the car, man. And he's putting his fists up and I rolled out my window. I'm like, man, just get back in your car.
You stopped
on a green.
I mean, I chased the guy down that did that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, no, first of all, you cannot do that. And it just maybe more upset, so I am chasing him down. I'm on the phone with the freaking state patrol, and they're like watching my phone because they can like they clued into my phone to see where I was at because I was like told them what had happened. They're like, ma'am, you need to stop following this guy. Like, let us do our jobs. And I'm like, no. First of all, you need to track him down, which, you know, he's driving like a bat out of hell. He's going to fucking kill somebody. Are you kidding me? He pulls off the freeway. I follow him. He pulls into this parking and into this gas station. He turns around. We sit there and stare at each other for like, I don't know, probably like maybe 5 seconds. And I was about ready to get out of my car and start going at him. But he takes off again, and I fucking take off again after him because I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
How dare you fucking go and like pull alongside of me and spray fucking like rocks all over my car? Like, what kind of dick fuck does that? Like, that is a true fucking dick hole. Like, you're a fucking hole in your fucking dick. Like, I don't fucking like you. Whoever you were, I don't like you.
This was like 3 years ago, and you're still getting riled up. It's hilarious.
He was a fucking hole.
Right.
Who does that to somebody? You don't know them. You don't know what's going on with them.
Right.
You're being irate and all kinds of craziness. What? Because I wasn't driving 5 miles faster for you? Like, fucking.
You've been even driving much faster because you're
going to shove your fucking thumb up your goddamn cunt fucking hole. Called your ass because that's how I feel about it.
Somebody like, got triggered.
Oh, he pissed me off. Yeah. Like, well, and then I get notes on my car. Am I leaving my cat in the car? Of like my family getting cancer? And this guy's out there driving around like a fucking, on meds? Like,
give me a story though of a time that it was your fault. you were just so red of anger.
Wait, what?
You know what I mean? Driving. Yeah. Huh?
You broke up. What?
So yeah, like I just told you a time when I was at fault. You know what I mean? I mean the guy stopped on a green. That was kind of messed up. You know what I mean? But I was the one that was like so pissed off. And then he just, like, for whatever reason, wanted to, you know, fight me. He was 75. But
there's no time at all in my life. I'm a perfect driver. My turn signal. I wave at you. I fucking wave at you. Like, thanks for letting me in, you know?
Does that make you mad?
I'm sorry, but I don't get wave, I don't have people driving by me in their Corvettes, like doing their little wiggly middle finger at ya, you know? Oh,
like, one time, like, T and I were in the car, and all I did was take a left. We got into the turn lane and take a left into a park, and there was a old guy, and again another old guy in a Corvette. Right, he was in convertible Corvette, and he gave us the finger. And when he flipped us off, it was like, it was like a hook.
Oh, you're breaking up. What?
When he flipped us off, it was like his middle finger was like a hook.
He like literally just came like right at the window door level. So it just peaked at that moment of just showing glass. And his middle finger went up. And it wasn't a full fuck you finger like
nope.
Most of us Americans would do. It was like, yeah, I'm going to flip you off. Right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe get it up. I mean,
but it was like curved. It was so weird.
That's the Viagra feeling. Maybe just take some for your finger.
We laughed about that for so long. And now when we flip each other off, it's the small curved middle finger. It's not even the full staff.
Takes a long time to get up there, but it's bad.
It's real bad.
No. Yep. It's bad. It's real bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, I think we've come to an end.
Oh, I didn't even finish my.
Oh,
yeah. See? Yeah.
No, no. Let's do it up. So, let's do it up.
All right, so then after the Spam Museum, we went
to... Oh, wait, we're back on the road trip.
Yeah. We didn't even finish because I was kind of upset. Like, last time it was like, you know, and then I didn't get to say everything that I did.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But there's not much left. I mean,
okay.
Then we went to...
Right. We got time.
Well, and that, and if you're taking a road trip, like, it's good to know. Ross, is Pearl Harbor, or the Pearl, not Pearl Harbor, that's...
For the history?
Just for the history.
For the history.
Another story for another time.
Yeah. That one.
The Pearl Ice Cream Parlor and confection. I did go to, the Pearl, that was a little ice cream shop. And I think that was a brothel as well. I think that was founded on but they make all their ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's like
that ice cream?
No. She doesn't eat ice cream. Really eat ice cream. We got candy, though. We got some chocolate. Kind of expensive. But yeah. I guess it's the experience that you're paying for. So definitely get the ice cream. Then there's a fiberglass mold graveyard, but that was cool. We didn't get a good Wisconsin. We went and got some pizza at this
Stella, stop.
Cheese place, which we spent entirely way too much. But that was
dog just licked my elbow. I hate that. She comes up behind you.
I love lick. You.
It's just startling. You know what I mean? You're like, what are you doing?
Oh, that's what we did. So then we went to the Witches, or we wanted to go see in the Wisconsin Dells. There's the Witch's Gulch, which I hear is supposed to be amazing, but a lot of it is shut down. But if you see pictures of it, OMG, like, anybody should want to go see.
It's called the Witch's Gulch?
Yeah. Is that what it is? G-U-L-C.
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
It's
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's closed now, but you can take boats. Like, there's tour boats that go out, and then they let you off. But it was like... the rights to go and sold.
Is it just closed in the winter time?
No, I think it's closed for people because rights got sold to a tour, a boating.
No, because there's tons of like hiking places, and they have. That looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks amazing. That was when I stayed at the hotel that left that lovely letter for
note on there.
Yeah, because we were gonna go do that the next day, but then we ended up just. Bypassing that because you got to go through all this. Maybe next time. So we went and just found the pink elephant. It was, off of the county road in Wisconsin. That was pretty cool because then that led us to this. And I saw this big mouse. We were leaving from the pink elephant and going back to I-90 and I wanted to get cheese. And I was like, I don't know where I'm going to get cheese at. You could probably see supermarket. I know. But... you know, like special. So I saw this big mouse hanging on the sign and I was like, oh, go in there. And that's when we found the cow, which wasn't on the list, but
well, don't have it, like,
Betsy, this Betsy the cow or something it's called.
Yeah.
It's been a landmark for like 50 years as well.
Oh, cool.
And I don't remember. I don't.
That'll be my slogan if I ever own a dairy farm. We have cows, man.
Yeah. Cows. Don't have a cow. So that was pretty cool because went and saw the pink elephant, and then we saw this big cow and this big mouse, and we got to wear cheese hats.
Cool.
And to Pingree Grove, it's called, and right, Gilbert, or I don't know how to say his name, so I'm just spell it. It's Gobert.
Gobert's.
Gobert's. Yeah, Gobert's.
G-O-B, right?
G-O-E.
Yeah. Oh, Gobert's maybe? Yeah. Gobert's or Gobert's. Whatever.
Yeah, Pumpkin Patch. That was cool. Like, that's where we did all the fun rides. We rode the camel, fed the camel, did the train ride. We did Pumpkin Patch. We saw them shooting off, like they did in cannon.
Uh-huh.
So they did that. They had this. They took you on a wagon ride out to the apple fields and pumpkin patches. They could drop you off pumpkins. Apple. So it was all kinds of stuff. And then they had a whole freaking zoo up and crazy. No, apparently crazy. The guy doesn't just own that pumpkin patch. He also he also started a second pumpkin patch too. So that was pretty cool. I would definitely
putting our pumpkin patches to shame, huh?
Yeah. Oh, by far. By far. It was like, are you what? Like
what?
It was $20 to get into the gate, and there was like a line of people.
Like, yeah,
but it was definitely worth it. They had pony rides. They had camel rides. And you would expect to pay a ton of money to go do all these other events. But you did have to pay money for all these other events. But it wasn't that much. It was like $5. So I think I spent another, I did our mission another like.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And they, you know, have a lot of places that, you know, hot dogs.
Cool.
So that was pretty cool. And the people there that I met were really nice. Like I said, it was like, you get on, we went on the hayride.
That was in Wisconsin, right?
No, that's in Illinois.
Illinois.
So people there, they were just really nice. And that's how I found out, because of talking to people, they were like, oh, well, he bought a farm and he does the same thing over at that place. But there's nothing like the tradition first. You
know, right, right.
Set up. Yeah, and that was the last what we did, because then from there we're gonna go to Legoland, but Legoland would have been taking us through that. So yeah,
that's cool.
There you go, in a nutshell. Going past that, you could go see Michael Jackson's house and
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, and also the Jerry Siegel, the creator of
Supergirl.
Superman.
Oh, super.
So his house, Michael Jackson, and then yeah, the
Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. I didn't know Jerry Siegel was from Illinois.
Yeah, so that would have been cool. Which these places aren't very far, and then Avon, Ohio.
Getting people to purchase the rights and to print Superman was a big endeavor for Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. It's kind of funny.
Oh wait, okay, so maybe that's in Ohio. The Christmas Story House, who knows, and the birth of
So that's cool. Oh, that's in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
It was in Gary, Ohio. Yeah. I'd love to go see that. See Jerry Siegel's house. I wonder where Joe Shuster's. So Jerry Siegel was the writer, and Joe Shuster, and they were both bullied as kids. That's why they created. That was somebody to fight the bullies.
So that would have been cool to see. And the Christmas.
Yeah. Story. Well, maybe we could still go out there.
Yeah.
Probably more for me.
I don't know, because that was on my list of things, but then I figured out that, I had to stop my trip.
Ohio's not, it's close enough, but it's not that close.
Right.
You're talking a few hundred miles, aren't you? Past where you're at.
Yeah.
So you're adding one there.
Yeah. Unless you're going to drive from here to out to like too bad.
Yeah.
So that was my whole trip.
Well, it's a good supplement from episode one, and then you filled in all the gaps.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to do, because I was like kind of sprung it on me, and I was like,
because we just said, let's just do this, and we just.
I'm really bad at names, too, so.
Yeah. You got to write everything down.
Remember a name. I don't write anything down, because then I got to go back and read all that, you know?
God forbid you read.
Well, when you're talking to somebody and then you have to look up names and stuff, it's like this, I had to like go off my checklist where I went.
Right.
Glad that I got that done, because now I feel like that.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah. No, I don't. I can unpin it because it's off the board now.
It's off the board.
Yeah. We're
done.
Yes.
Well this is
that.
This is a good spot to close out episode 2. We appreciate everybody joining in and listening to our road rage stories and the rest of T's road trip. And we'll have more of this type of stuff. If you liked what you heard, of course, we'll have more. I'm K, that's T. We are on Twitter. If you have inclined to follow us and give us a shout out and let us know what you think, or if you have something you want to talk about, you know, let us know. And you can find us on Twitter at BTLpod, the number 4, life. That's BTLpod for life. Give us a shout out. Come say hello. And hopefully
next time, hopefully our recording sounds a lot better.
Right. Right. Hopefully we'll get something a little bit more.
See? Exactly. Hopefully it'll sound a lot better.
Yeah.
Just totally cut out. So anyways,
we are available on all the major podcasting apps out there. So we're on iTunes and Google and Anchor. Our website is actually anchor.fm/BTLpod, or
BTL Pod. And if you want to hear more, just give us a little subscribe and you'll get all our new
episodes. Not to be confused with the sandwich.
That's right. Don't be confused. It's not a BLT, it's a BTL. All right, guys. Say bye, T.
Goodbye. Bye, T.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gotta hope that.
Thank you.